views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Right about time to get sophisticated with David and Philip Zolza on Transformation Talk Radio. What happens when a psychic and pragmatist join forces for a radio show? You get it straight from the sophisticated guys. David Zolza offers live intuitive readings and Philip Zolza gives practical, focused coaching. Together, they help you uncover and claim the universe's desire for your life. Give us a call at 1-800-930-2819 and figure out how to live your life in good taste with a twist. Now, let's get sophisticated with David and Philip Zolza.
Oh my gosh, it is official. Like, show intro and everything. Benny, I feel so grown up.
It's only the best for the best.
So welcome to Get Sophisticated. This is Philip. I'm kicking the show off. Today we're going to be talking about grudges. I did a little pun. So when we decided we were going to do a show about grudges, I decided we'd have a grudge sale, which I'm not slurring garage.
A grudge sale.
A grudge sale.
All right.
Yes.
I like this.
So today's show is all about grudges. And so we're going to talk to you guys today about clearing out the clutter. We want you to stop hoarding all of those resentments and hurt feelings that you have. The truth about grudges is they do absolutely nothing to the person that you're holding the grudge against. Basically, a grudge becomes a filter that you see the entire world through. So we want to talk to you today about forgiveness, letting go of grudges, figuring out who you might want to forgive, keeping in mind that that person might actually be you. So today we're encouraging you to pull the skeletons out of the closet, unpack all that emotional baggage, put it all out there so we can help you get rid of it. So we are actually launching our show. We've been loving filling in with Dr. Pat on her show and have been steadily working on getting Get Sophisticated all prettied up and figuring out exactly what that is, and really excited today to connect with people, have some callers call in. Want to go ahead and give the phone number out so people can get in the queue. So 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And that's a number that you can call if you want to get some coaching, get some insight, maybe through reading with David about where you might have a grudge, how you can help to release some of that. I want to start the show off today with a quote. And what's interesting about the quotes today, so before a show actually like takes off, we actually sit down and come up with a couple of topics, and then we look for quotes. And that's really how we narrow down what the topic's going to be, because the quotes might be inspirational. We'll say, yeah, that's the one. So when we're talking about grudges, I actually just did a Google search about like quotes about grudges. And seriously, like the quotes that came up were from like big people. So I have a couple of quotes I'm going to share throughout the day. But the first one is, there's a quote from Gandhi. And the quote is, "The weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is the attribute of the strong." And that quote was really great, because part of what we want to talk about today is that a lot of times people feel like holding a grudge is something that's going to somehow protect them or somehow prevent them from making the same mistake or being tricked by the same type of person or ending up in the same situation. And the truth of the matter is that grudges really do the opposite. They sort of hold you back and keep you stuck in self-defeating patterns, because, as I said earlier, a grudge really becomes sort of a filter that you're seeing the world and experiencing the world. And so basically what you're drawing to you is more of that opportunity to continue to internalize and be able to hold on to that grudge. So before we really dive in too far into the topic, I just want to make some introductions just in case we have new listeners who aren't familiar with us. So my name is Philip, and I am the pragmatist that's mentioned in the beginning of the intro. And David is actually the psychic half of the Sophisticated Guys.
Hey, good
David,
morning, how are you? Everyone. This is David Zolza. Yes, the psychic half of the Sophisticated Guys.
Yeah. So, David, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about what they can expect from you on the show, sort of your skills and what you bring to the table.
Well, considering the topic today, I'll be honing in on where you're holding on to some baggage that no longer really belongs to you. You know, where do you feel unsafe? Where do you feel like you're trying to avoid being controlled? Where do you feel like you're trying to prevent being punished by holding on to a grudge, you know, and holding your ground? It's really interesting because, let me go back to what you asked. So I'll be looking into your life. I'll be interpreting how you're showing up energetically to figure out how we can budge you from that place of grudginess.
Yeah, and for me, I'm really the person who can help you once you've tapped into what David can sense sort of energetically and spiritually. I'm really the person that can help give you some practical tips, some exercises and things that you can start to implement to help you really make progress. So I feel like, you know, we joke that I'm sort of the translator of all things woo-woo, but I feel like between the two of us, David really sort of straddles the world of the spirit and energy, and I'm very rooted in the world of humanity and reality. And so together we hope that the show is something that can help you to really make quick progress. We're really excited because over the next couple of weeks, we're going to have a couple of guests on the show that we'll be hosting, and we're working with them right now about some really exciting topics.
Mm-hmm.
And we just wanted to give a little bit of information at the top of the show about how you can stay in touch with us. So our website is www.getsophisticated.com. We are Get Sophisticated on Facebook and Sophisticated on Twitter. And that's really how we stayed the most in touch, is through social media. You can find out a lot about David and his work as a psychic and a medium through his information. Dave,
yes,
why don't you tell people how they can find out
more
about you?
Through my website. It's just my name, really simple. It's www.davidzarza.com. And you can find me on Facebook as thedavidzarza.com for some reason.
The David Zarza?
Yeah, the David Zarza.
Not to be confused.
Not David Zarza.
It's only red carpet treatment for you, right? So you might as well throw the in there.
No, actually, my personal Facebook page is David Zarza. So I had to like distinguish it, you know?
Sure.
So that's how you can reach me. Or just david@davidzarza.com. Seriously, just send me an email. I love it when the listeners send me emails and ask me questions because I like interacting with you, you know? Reach out.
So speaking of interaction, I want to give the phone number one more time because today's show, the topic today is really one that we would love to connect with callers and help you to work through letting go of some of the hurt and some of the emotional baggage that you've been carrying around. So the phone number again is 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Go ahead and call in and get in the queue. So David, a couple of things that we wrote down before the show is sort of just to talk about what we're going to be talking about today is, you know, the idea of how people can even start to get beyond the hurt and the pain of whatever event happened. Helping people to learn how to find the gift in what happened. And those two things are really connected, right?
Yeah, that's the process on really getting to that place of forgiveness, getting that place of letting go of the grudge. But I think what we should talk about first is what's really happening when the grudge is being held onto.
Exactly.
You know, what are the consequences of it? And do you even know that you're holding a grudge? Because grudges can be undercover. Grudges can be silent, you know? It's funny. One of my mentors says that holding a grudge is like being stung to death by one bee. And that's true, you know, because it just seems to linger. It seems to it's just insidious. So I think that's what we should talk about first.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what I think is really interesting about grudges is that, and I speak from experience here, we can hold on to a grudge for a very, very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Decades.
Mm-hmm. Or a whole lifetime.
Yeah. And it's interesting.
I've seen people build a life around a grudge.
Yeah.
It's not a good life, but it's a life they built.
Yeah. And I think what's tricky about a grudge is that we play a game with ourselves where we're always deflecting ownership of that grudge. It's always about
the other person, what happened, the experience, you know, it's the pain, it hurts, it caused distrust. Yeah. All of that stuff.
And so it's really easy because we're pointing the finger to not take ownership and to let that sort of stay with us. And it just becomes this, I mean, I'm seeing the image of this, you know, weary traveler dragging these suitcases behind them, just full of all of the things that they're blaming other people for, the things that happened to them, the wrongs that occurred.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really want to be able to help you figure out how to let that go.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's time. It's time. You know, here's how you know if you're holding on to a grudge. Okay. Number one, you keep telling yourself a not so positive story about that person, and then you feel anger again. You feel hurt again. You know, if you're suffering in some area in your life, you're probably holding on to a grudge, especially if that area is in relationship.
Very true.
Yeah.
So why don't we give the phone number out one more time, 1-800-930-2819. We already have some people that are in the queue, so if you want to be able to connect with us today, go ahead and call in. We're going to get through as many calls as possible today. Benny, why don't we go ahead and take our first break, and then when we come back, we will really dive into grudges. I'm at a round of applause. Yeah. Standing ovation. Ooh, wow. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. You look so dumb right now. Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life. The colorful world of energy is all around you. Join Lynn Brown on July 19th, 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Maya Whole Health Studio and learn about the colorful world of chakras, your aura, and what it all means. You'll learn how each chakra corresponds to different aspects of your physical body, material world, and why it is important to give them love and attention. Each attendee will receive a reading on the most prominent color in their aura. Let's get into it. Call 425-271-0200 and register now.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Don't tell me you're sorry, 'cause you're not. Baby, when I know you're only sorry you got caught. But you put on quite a show. Really had me going.
I love when the music matches the theme. It's just, it's one of those things that just makes me very happy.
It's divine.
Yeah. So welcome back to Get Sophisticated. I'm Philip here with David today. We're talking about grudges.
Yes, welcome back, everyone.
Yeah, so let's give the phone number one more time before we dive in. 1-800-930-2819. We would love to talk to you today. We already have some people that are in queue. So if you want to connect with us today, go ahead and give a call, 1-800-930-2819.
Mm-hmm.
So David, you had a little bit more that you wanted to talk about grudges. So why don't you take the mic?
Yeah, I do, because I've noticed, especially with clients, that sometimes they do not know that they are holding a grudge. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they do not know that they have been holding this or drinking this poison and hoping that somebody else will die, you know? Not literally. But what I want to talk about is how grudges show up undercover, in disguise. And that's through envy. It's through hate. It's through cynicism or sarcasm, depression, self-sabotage, resentment, judgments, prejudices, bigotry, you know, and hate. Those are a grudge's disguises. And so if you feel like you fall into that category of exhibiting some of these, then guess what? There's something you need to let go of. There's forgiveness that needs to be done. And sometimes that forgiveness can even be for yourself.
That's very true. So So that's a good segue. One more quote that I want to share with you guys. As I mentioned, I have a couple today. So this is actually from Martin Luther King. And the quote is, "Forgiveness is not an occasional act. It is a constant attitude." And I love that, because this idea of forgiveness as sort of a one-off, like this person has done me wrong, and so I'm going to muster the strength to forgive them.
Mm-hmm.
You really can't be that way, because if it is, you're constantly sort of letting go of one grudge and picking up another, and letting go of one hurt and picking up another. And so it has to become an attitude. And we talk about this a lot, David, especially when we're coaching people, that the things that are happening in your life, the things that are coming to you, even if they're really hurtful, even if they're really intense and dramatic and painful, they are ultimately for your good.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be experiencing it. You would be having a different experience.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be a little bit challenging, because it really forces you to take ownership and to admit that you're a very powerful individual, a spirit, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. who is co-creating this reality that you're experiencing.
Exactly.
And calling forth people and experiences that are necessary for your evolution.
Exactly.
For insight into yourself.
As a spiritual being, as mm-hmm. a human being. Yeah.
Yeah. And so this idea of having an attitude of forgiveness,
uh-huh.
I was really drawn to that, because it allows you to just look at the things that are happening as being for you instead of being things that are happening to you.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good point. No, and I like it. I appreciate it. And I see it. And it's really curious, because if you look at your everyday, if you look at how your life proceeds, we really let most everything go. We really don't hold on to a lot of things. But then something happens and it makes us hold on to this thing, this grudge, and takes us out of that forgiveness space.
Mm-hmm. I think the things that we hold on to are the things that are triggering something within us. Sort of like it's the thing that's ringing the bell inside us that's mm-hmm. saying, there's the proof that I'm not lovable. There's the proof that I can't trust. There's mm-hmm. the proof that this person is going to betray me.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the things when it triggers something deep inside you, that's what we tend to hold on to.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
should we take a call?
Why don't we go ahead and take a caller? We have Heather calling from Toronto. Heather, how are you today?
Hi, Heather.
I'm great. How are you?
We're doing good.
Doing well. Thank you.
So what grudge can we help you let go of today?
Well, first of all, I just want to say that this is a really good topic, because believe it or not, it's something I'm struggling with, but listening to you talk, it actually really hits close to home even more now.
Yeah.
And I think I've been carrying a grudge probably for 4 years.
Wow.
I met a woman who really meant a lot to me, and kind of feel like there was a lot of deception and betrayal, kind of what you guys were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm feeling that I'm really having a hard time meeting other women in my life now.
Got it.
And I think my grudge is, when you were talking about disguises and how it shows up, mine is from a deep-rooted hurt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so it sort of puts me, when I'm meeting other women, then it sort of makes me go backwards. And when you're not talking to the person anymore, it's really hard to get all that junk out.
Oh, yeah. That's actually...
Yeah.
It's one of the saddest things.
That's pretty much where I'm at.
Okay. Okay. So this was a romantic relationship. Is that right, Heather?
Yeah.
Yeah. And...
Well, it was kind of like... sort of like a friendship.
Like a best friend.
Yeah. And I'm in Toronto and, you know... during Pride and everything like that. And in our community, you know everybody.
Yeah.
And then what happens is you find out they're with someone else and then
and then it stings again, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what is it that you say when it stings? Like, what's the thought that comes up when you feel that sting?
I run.
You run?
I physically, when I feel I'm getting, when I feel like, a relationship now is coming, going somewhere. I kind of go in another direction. I physically go in another direction
because
I haven't faced the grudge and the hurt.
Yeah. And so do you want to face it right now? Do you want to shift it right now?
I do.
Okay. So I want you to think of the last time that you felt that sting around this other person. Let's call her Mary. Okay.
Okay.
So around Mary, you felt that sting and you felt like running because of that sting.
Yeah.
But you had a thought before you wanted to run. And I want you to articulate that thought. It was probably really fast, like lightning fast, and then it made you move. But I want you to sort of freeze your mind for a moment and see if you can slow down that thought. And what was that thought?
Fear.
Fear of?
Getting hurt again.
That's what it is.
Getting burned.
Yeah.
And it has happened. And I feel like I brought it on myself.
Wait.
I don't want to skip over that either.
Let's not go there yet. I want you to hold on to exactly what you just shared, right? That it was fear of getting hurt again. And like, everyone can relate to that. You know, who isn't afraid of rejection or feeling the pain of heartbreak, especially if it's happened before? So you are not having an abnormal reaction. You know, you can't cure normal and you're having normal. So, but here's what that fear is calling out to you to do, because it's not making you want to run. That's how you feel. That's how hurt Heather feels. What hurt Heather really needs when she feels that fear of being hurt again is the awareness, the deep down knowing that, you know what, even if that person doesn't show up the way I need them to or I want them to, I'm still going to be okay. That when I do get hurt, I know how to take care of myself and get back to me. And do you know how to do that for you?
I'm trying.
Yeah.
I'm trying and I'm still putting myself out there and I'm still trying to.
Here's the danger when you have that fear, when you have that fear of being hurt or rejected again, is when you try to get out there and you put yourself out there, you know, in the possibility of harm's way again, you repeat the pattern of wanting to run again. And so you end up running again. And you don't meet that person that, you know, might be your next soulmate or your next romantic partner or your next best friend.
Yeah. And you know what I think worries me and maybe other single people, I'm not sure, is you always think, is this the one? Was it my fault? Did I lose the one?
Yeah.
Is another person going to come around again? And I think that you put pressure on yourself. I do.
True.
And sometimes, you know... that's what happens too.
Yeah. So let me ask you something, and then I know Philip wants to share. How are you going to take care of yourself or help yourself get to feeling better if you were to get hurt again in this way? Instead of saying you chose wrong, you trusted badly, you know, You're an idiot or however else you beat yourself up. Instead of doing that, what are you going to do instead that's more positive?
Well, it just happened. I met another woman and I kind of let it go. Mm-hmm. I didn't really do anything.
Okay.
I mean, I was trying more or less just to be friends.
Okay.
I wanted it to go a little further, but something just
didn't work
kept
there.
Me back. Yeah. And I actually lost her. She went on to move on to someone
yeah.
else. And I believe that, you know, that's what's happening. And I'm really kind of sabotaging and cutting myself short.
That's true.
Because it's hard to replace something that was so deep in terms of a connection with someone else.
Yes.
You can't replace that very easy.
No, but you have to strengthen that in you.
Right.
Yeah.
I think the other thing I just want to highlight, and, you know, Heather, first of all, I just want to say you have an awareness, a self-awareness that sometimes is lacking. I mean, when we kicked off the show, we talked a little bit about how sometimes people aren't even aware that they're holding on to the grudge. And so I just want to acknowledge for you that you're ahead of the game because you're aware of it. You know that it's happening, and you've become aware that it's causing an issue and a limitation in your life that you're not happy with. And so that's a good thing. So I want to honor that. But what's interesting and what I want to point out to people who are listening is that, you know, when you talked about the person who was 4 years ago in the deep connection, you said that even at that point you were scared of getting burned again. And so I talk about this a lot with people who I work with in coaching, is that if you can backtrack, it's almost like, you know, that was version 3.0. And before that person, there was version 2.0. And before that person, there was the original. And so sometimes a grudge might actually be something that we've been holding on to for a really long time. And we are just bringing situations towards us to try to give us an opportunity to heal that grudge and let it go. And so to prevent there being even more in the future, you sort of have to look at the situation and the grudge and no longer make it about the person and try to figure out internally why you needed it to play out the way that it did. And it's as David sort of mentioned, it's not about beating yourself up, but it's about really being honest with yourself about what you made that mean about you.
Right.
And so that's the thing that if you can dive into that and really try to figure out what you made it mean that this person that you really had a connection with rejected you. There was something that you then translated that to mean Heather is something.
And it's usually not positive.
Yeah, exactly. It's not positive.
Yeah. What was it? Can you voice it? Because that'll help you get over it easier.
Good enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wasn't good enough for this woman. I felt I was not what she... Even though I know she really cared about me and everything and she was doing everything for me, I felt that I couldn't keep up to her
mm-hmm.
financial level, her social level, mm-hmm. her everything. Mm-hmm. I looked more up at her than I did eye to eye.
Got it.
Yeah. And so what happened is, I think now that you just sort of worded it that way, I'm beginning to think that's something that I am carrying.
Yes.
In terms of being insecure. And so what's happening is I'm kind of bringing it over to other women. Maybe I don't feel.
Absolutely. You
good
just,
enough.
You just
yeah.
got it, Heather.
Yeah.
That's the whole point. That's why she had to show up that way, to show you that this big lie exists in you. Because you are
yeah,
good
she
enough.
Said to me, and she was trying to tell me, you don't know what you have. She
yeah.
continued to say that to me, and I, you know, now that you said it like that, that makes sense.
Uh-huh. It was a big lie. You are good enough.
Yeah.
You're more than
yeah.
good enough. And
yeah.
that's what I want you to focus on. So before we leave you, what's one way that you can show yourself you are good enough each and every day for the next 30 days?
I guess maybe positive affirmations, right?
Yeah.
Telling myself.
Yeah, that's a good start. That's a good
yeah.
start. I would write out your big lie on one piece of paper and then write out your new big truth on another piece of paper. And when you can feel like you can start to own your new truth, I want you to tear up your big lie. Burn it. Have a ceremony.
All right.
All righty.
Well, that's great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in, Heather.
I'm
going to have the phone number out one more time just in case other people want to call in. We would love to help you. Again, like uncover the big lie and let go of the things that are really holding you back from moving forward. So the phone number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. We're the Sophisticated Guys. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with you after the commercials.
Mm-hmm.
After all you put me through, you think I despise you. But in the end, I want to thank you, because you made me that much stronger. When I...
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Want to improve your spiritual connection? Connect with a loved one in the spirit world. Develop your spiritual gifts? Call respected, recognized, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher Jennifer Farmer to schedule your transformative in-depth reading. These powerful sessions offer healing insights from the spirit world and personal guidance for all areas of your life. Call Jennifer at 727-324-9668. That's 727-324-9668 and visit jenniferfarmer.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Couldn't do the show without playing that anthem. I mean, that's just one of those songs that you have to incorporate into a show about grudges and letting stuff go and being strong and surviving.
Absolutely. It's when you take on your own power and you don't let this thing depower you.
Exactly.
Or create energetic leaks anymore.
So, I wanted to come back and share a quote with you guys. This one's actually from Oprah. So, again, I'm telling you, the quotes that I found were from big people. I mean, Martin Luther King, Gandhi, and Oprah were like the first three quotes that I found about grudges. And think about the lives that those people led, right? So what I love about this quote is that I think this really summarizes forgiveness in terms of being really simple, in terms of being able to think about it, but also just being a life philosophy. So the quote is, true forgiveness is when you can say thank you for that experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's I when love
you
that.
Can, yeah, it's when you can actually look back, and instead of having that charge of emotion, that you can actually have a sense of peace for it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think Heather was, you know, the perfect example of how it doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be a lifelong process of trying to figure out how to let things go. I think sometimes people get wrapped up in, if I forgive or if I try to find good in that experience, or if I say that that was meant to happen to me, then it's saying that the other person was right or that experience was okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really not about that at all. The experience...
Forgiveness is about ourselves.
Yeah, forgiveness
not
is
about
always
the other
about,
person.
Yeah. And it's not about saying that what happened was okay.
No.
It's just saying that what happened was what was supposed to happen.
Yeah.
And
that I'm going to find the gift in this.
Yeah.
I'm going to be better because of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we do have some people in line for the call. Before we get into that, we want to talk a little bit broadly about how people can start to let go.
Yeah, how do
of
you
grudges.
Even how do you, yeah, like where do you even begin the process?
So do you have any ideas? Like if you were coaching someone through a process of being able to start to let go of a grudge, what would be your advice to them?
Well, number one is to find it and articulate it.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause when you identify it and give it a shape through the words that you speak, you can do something about it. 'Cause now it's no longer this quiet, shadowy thing hiding in the recesses of your consciousness. You know, you bring it out into the light, shine light on it, and then we can process it.
Yeah. I think probably the second step that's necessary at that point, once you know what it is, mm-hmm. is to figure out how you can stop making it be about the other person.
Uh-huh.
Because that's going to be the first instinct. Is the easiest way of identifying it is that person did this to me and I didn't like it.
Yes. Are you still blaming?
Yeah.
Are you still feeling distressed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then just as with the caller, once you are able to stop the blame and turn it inward. It's what David calls about identifying your big lie. So
yeah.
Why don't you talk a little bit about what the big lie
sure,
is?
Sure, sure. When you stop pointing at the other person and you start looking, you know, within yourself, that's when you reclaim your power. That's when you take it back. You no longer, you know, have it handed to that other person so that they keep depowering you, that they keep triggering you to feel, you know, this grudge. So when you turn it around on you, and you start taking ownership that this reality was created by you, then that's when you can see what the universe was actually trying to show you through this experience. And what usually ends up, what I usually end up finding with clients is that they have this big lie that needs to be acted out through the people in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And when we can name that big lie, like what Heather just did earlier, she can retrain herself to believe a new truth.
Mm-hmm.
She can do away that with that big lie and start releasing it and start every day building on it with that new truth.
Yeah. The other thing that I really love about this process is that once you do this once you manage to pick one grudge that you can let go of, one person that you can forgive, one person that you can stop blaming, turn it inward, and uncover a truth that you've been believing about yourself and rewrite that to something that is empowering. What happens is that it just starts to spread. And you find that you're letting go of other stuff and you're having healing with other people. And you're more connected internally with yourself. So that it just spreads. It spreads throughout your whole life. And so just doing it one time, it has an exponential sort of reach mm-hmm. in terms of how things will shift for you, how you'll start to feel about yourself. Because once you get to a point where you are able to internalize and admit and realize that you've been saying to yourself, I'm not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
You just become hyper aware of where else you've been saying that.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's not just in your romantic relationships. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's in your career.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's
around finances.
Yeah.
Maybe it's around, you know, I don't know, your relationship with your parents,
mm-hmm.
your relationship with your kids. Yeah. It's the relationships that highlight. It's where we act out the drama. And typically it's a drama because we're acting out something not so positive. And that's what you want to stop because that's what's painful. That's what's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give the phone number out one more time, 1-800-930-2819. Again, we're talking about grudges today. We would like to invite you to our grudge sale. So you can come in and anything that you need to get rid of today, we would love to help you release it.
Exactly.
So you can start to move on. Why don't we take one more break? Again, 1-800-930-2819. We'd love to talk to you today. We're the Sophisticated Guys, and we'll be right back.
Say live and let die.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? It's never too early or too late to start thinking about your retirement. Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get to the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Call Jeff Packman financial advisor at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800 in Bellevue, Washington, 98004. Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Is physical or emotional pain controlling your life? Is happiness just beyond your grasp? Tune in to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borse, gifted spiritual and intuitive energy healer, Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific and 12 noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christy will be sharing wisdom, healing, and empowerment to help you realize your true potential. During her show, she'll be shining a whole new light on reality and assisting callers at 1-800-930-2819. Listen at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The Read of a Lifetime. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at artiehoffman.com.
Say live and let die. Live and let die. Live and let die. Live and let die.
Welcome back to Get Sophisticated.
Hello,
this is Philip.
Hello everyone, this is David.
And today we're talking about grudges. Want to give the phone number out, 1-800-930-2819. We would love to help you work through any grudge that you might have, help you let go of it, release some of that emotional baggage that you might be carrying around. So during the break, David, we were sort of talking about some different ways potentially to maybe look at grudges.
Mm-hmm.
And you were mentioning how grudges can sometimes just be a misunderstanding of
where our pain actually comes from.
So why don't you actually share what that means?
Sure. So like I mentioned earlier, we generally let most things go in our life. You know, we really don't hang on to a lot on a daily basis. But then something happens, and then we hold on to this. It develops into a grudge. And what actually makes it a big deal to let that go or to forgive? And I realize that, you know, it's because of three things. One, it allows us to punish them, you know, to punish the ones that maybe hurt me or upset me or irritated me. Number two, it lets me try to control you, you know, the one who hurt me, by saying, I have this thing, and if you do that thing again, guess what? I'm going to get mad again, or I'm going to get sad again, or whatever else. And number three, you know, it's an attempt to try to keep yourself safe. But the truth is that no one in the external world can truly keep you as safe as you can keep yourself.
Yeah, and what's interesting about those three things is that, as we know, none of those three things are actually true. So it's a misbelief that holding a grudge against someone is hurting that person. It's mm-hmm. actually hurting you.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk about that a little bit because David shared the quote earlier. And I'm not actually sure who actually said this quote originally. But that holding a grudge or not forgiving someone is like drinking poison, expecting the other person to die.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. And so holding on to that grudge, you're really just holding on to the negative energy and the pain and turning it inward.
Yeah.
You're directing it towards you. And even if you're playing the mental game with yourself that you're really hurting the other person, that you are getting back at them.
Yeah.
It's actually always directed inward towards yourself because you're the one that's in it.
Mm-hmm. And do you know why I think we do that?
Why?
Because sometimes we're right on the precipice of something big in our life, like a new career or a new relationship or the possibility of those things or just shifting more into the positive in our lives. And so when we do have a big lie existing within us, like, you know, like our caller earlier, then we need an excuse to not move into that unknown.
Mm-hmm.
And so a grudge is a really easy thing to reach for. And when we keep reaching for something like a grudge, after a while, more than a month, more than a week, if it turns into years, our consciousness actually gets addicted to that kind of behavior, that kind of feeling, that reliving that grudge gets us. And I want you to think about, you know, grudges in that way now. Is that they are your excuse keeping you away from your greatest life. And that's not what you really want. It really isn't. And if you think about how many years, how many months, how many minutes you might waste in that space, you know, hopefully that'll compel you to forgive or to let go.
Yeah, and I think, too, the idea of a grudge keeping us safe, it actually does the opposite. Because you know, we kicked off the top of the show talking about how a grudge becomes a filter, and it's the filter through which you begin to experience the world. And the risk that happens with that is that you start to hone in on things that prove your fear and that grudge right. And it permeates, so it's not only about the original person, but you start to see it in everyone. And so you're going into situations, whether it is with a potential new love interest or an attempt to have a success or an attempt to take a risk, you're going into those situations with this grudge causing you to focus on things that are setting you up to fail.
Mm-hmm.
And
that
so
will it make you right that it wasn't a good thing.
Yeah. And so that would be one of the things that I would really encourage people to spend some time thinking about, is that it's a really false sense of security.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're not doing yourself any good.
Mm-hmm.
And I can relate to this because even when you're not, grudges can be tricky because even when you're not angry, even when you're not really rageful, and the first caller, Heather, was a good example. She wasn't angry at the person who she felt had rejected her. She was scared and fearful, but it was still a grudge because that event had triggered something inside of her that didn't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And that event was trying to get her closer to admitting to herself that she didn't believe internally she was good enough for a specific type of person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really important to highlight, is in that it doesn't have to be about anger and wanting to seek revenge or to do anything to the other person, that sometimes a grudge can mask itself to become this thing where we're not even aware of it anymore.
Mm-hmm. And that it makes us not show up as our best selves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wipes us out energetically when held on too long enough.
Yeah, so one more quote that I want to share, and this is actually from Mark Twain. So forgiveness is the fragrance that the flower sheds on the heel that has crushed it. And I loved that, this idea that even when you are crushed by something, even when something comes along and just demolishes you, that you have this moment where you can have it be something beautiful. Mm-hmm. You can have it be something that that you're giving something to it and you're getting something back. Mm-hmm. And I love that quote because I think that's the sort of space that, you know, people who are listening to this. And what I love about the show is that, you know, we do the show live and then it goes online and it spreads out and it's replayed and it goes into syndication. And so whenever you're listening to this, whenever you hear these words, whether you're at home or you're in your car, you're listening online, take a moment to just center yourself and find a place where you can feel that everything is okay. And that's really just about calming yourself down and finding a place where whatever's going on, whatever's happening, whatever you're trying to deal with, you can feel safe and supported in knowing that it's exactly what needs to be happening. Mm-hmm. And start to dive into that and explore it and try to find the gift in all of it. Mm-hmm. Because it really is, everything is there to be a gift for you, to be something that helps you to evolve and learn more about yourself.
Mm-hmm. That's a secret. You know, when you really think about this drama that we're playing out through our lives, that's the whole point, you know, is how is this making me better? What gift can I find in this darkness? You know, what's the gold in this cave that's not so fun? And that's beautiful. When you can find the good in the not so good, that's when you know you've mastered this part of life. And that's what I encourage you. And you know what? If you want to reach out, if you want to give us a call or send us an email, do that. You can find me, you know, David, at my website, www.davidzarza.com. Or you can just send me an email to david@davidzarza.com and find us.
So the website is www.getsophisticated. Mm-hmm. And you can also connect with us online on our social media. So it's Get Sophisticated on Facebook, Sophisticated on Twitter. And, you know, this is one of those topics, and we talk about this sometimes, you know, these are really emotionally raw moments for people. And so sometimes it is easier to reach out and to have this not necessarily be something that's, you know, you're talking about on the radio. And so definitely reach out to us, connect. You know, we definitely want to be able to help people with this sort of thing, because we've just seen in our work how much healing can happen.
Exactly. Don't feel like you're on your own with this. Seriously, you know, give us a call.
Yeah. So I wanted to let everyone know that we're going to do a giveaway. And so if you're not linked up to us on Facebook or Twitter, go ahead and do that. And again, it's Get Sophisticated on Facebook and Sophisticated on Twitter. So like those pages. Later today, I'm going to put up the contest rules. Mm-hmm. And so I think the giveaway that we'll do is, we've done this in the past, I think today's topic would be a good one to do. So we'll pick a winner, and that person will actually get a 30-minute laser coaching session with David and I. Mm-hmm. So we can help you to work through whatever you might be
dealing with.
Yeah, and thinking about today. So definitely make sure to link up with us online. That's the best way of staying in touch. Mm-hmm. So, David, any last thoughts from you about grudges? Just any broad topics, anything that you feel is important to share?
Yes. I would say if you're not feeling so good right now, if you're, you know, feeling like you're suffering in some way in an area in your life or in your whole life, there's a grudge there. And it's time to let that go. Don't spend another day there. How about you?
Yeah, for me, I think it's just really about feeling empowered in it. And what I mean by that is to be able to take ownership of it and to realize that it really is about you and that's okay. That's the first step in being able to look inward and figure out why you're manifesting things that are happening exactly the way they are. And when you can shift that and start to actually feel like you're in control of it, you get out of that victim stance. And that's when you can really start to make some progress.
Mm-hmm. And that's a beautiful place.
Yeah. So thank you so much for tuning in. We're the Sophisticated Guys here with Get Sophisticated on Transformation Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back in a couple of weeks, and we'll have a very special guest for that one. So thanks for tuning in.
Absolutely. Have a great day, Seattle, and everywhere else.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Want to improve your spiritual connection? Connect with a loved one in the spirit world. Develop your spiritual gifts? Call respected, recognized, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher Jennifer Farmer to schedule your transformative in-depth reading. These powerful sessions offer healing insights from the spirit world and personal guidance for all areas of your life. Call Jennifer at 727-324-9668. That's 727-324-9668 and visit jenniferfarmer.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Want to improve your spiritual connection? Connect with a loved one in the spirit world. Develop your spiritual gifts? Call respected, recognized, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher Jennifer Farmer to schedule your transformative in-depth reading. These powerful sessions offer healing insights from the spirit world and personal guidance for all areas of your life. Call Jennifer at 727-324-9668. That's 727-324-9668 and visit jenniferfarmer.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.